Well, folks, welcome back to the Pre-Construction Podcast. It's Gareth McGlynn here with all your pre-construction crack. And today's episode is going back to pre-con world when I had the opportunity to sit down. Now, wait for it. I sat down with a top-tier college football quarterback. That's right, Division One. It's none other than Grant Stucker. Unbelievable conversation. I've known Grant for a while now. He was with Saunders for a lifetime, and he's now transitioned over to the pre-con tech side of things with Beck Tech. But I wanted to sit down with him, talk all things sport, what it was like playing in front of 70,000 people and then moving into the construction industry. Not working out as a quarterback, going into construction operations first. I think it was about 6 years on the upside, then transitioning to pre-con side for about 5 or 6 years, then to the pre-construction technology side. He is now a strategic account executive, so basically a senior sales rep for Beck Tech. One of the big things that he talks about, and this is not just his sporting career, but also within construction, pre-construction, he talks a lot about understanding how to become resilient, and I find it fascinating. He then talks about the construction management degree that he got from Colorado State, how important it was when he graduated, how difficult it was to get a job. And then he goes into great detail on when he's now sitting on the pre-construction technology side, what is he seeing when he's looking back from there into the construction world? What are GCs doing for pre-construction and what's coming next? What is the new generation of GCs looking like? Unbelievable episode, folks. Listen, I hope you enjoyed it. This was recorded live, so if you want to watch it on YouTube, it's also on YouTube. As always, let's hear from our two sponsors, Beck Technology and Concentric.
Stuck in spreadsheets? Tired of the endless loop of copying and pasting? Now imagine all your estimating workflows in one program. Beck Technology's innovative Destiny Estimator software streamlines the entire estimating process. With intuitive tools and powerful analytics, you can create accurate and reliable estimates quickly and easily. We understand the challenges pre-con teams face because we were born from construction. When you are ready to streamline your estimating effort, visit us at beck-technology.com and talk with a tech expert in a Destiny Estimator demo today.
Well, folks, we're at Pre-Con World, and we're speaking to Grant Stucker, the quarterback from Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, a long time ago. not my most well-known moments, though.
No, but it's funny. When I was doing the research, I didn't see a lot of it. You did a pod. Seriously.
Fair. That's like, fair. It was before the social media time, though.
Oh,
so it was like,
okay,
that's
yeah,
the thing. Like, yeah, there was no NIL and Instagram stuff going
because,
on.
Because Division One quarterback, yeah. Like, that's, well, yeah. Educate me. That's not to be sniffed at. Like, that's a decent level.
I mean, it's top tier college football, right?
Yeah.
I mean, any of the major college football teams that you're seeing on TV, that's Division One, right?
Wow.
So I played for Colorado State, you know, CSU Rams, go Rams. Not to be confused with Colorado,
right?
Which is where Coach Prime is right now. All yeah. The hype around that and the Buffaloes, but. We had a good showing against them a couple weeks ago. Don't know if you caught that.
So when you played Division One, you're playing in front of 60,000, 70,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that like?
You really wish that you could revel in that moment, but there's so much that you're thinking about with just how to execute what's going on and the defense in front of you and the reading all that you just get more focused on the executing your assignment rather than just like taking a look around and being like, wow, this is pretty incredible.
Do you regret that?
Not I wish I could
enjoyed
have
it a little
I
bit
wish
more.
I could have had that moment to say, wow, this is pretty this is something else, you know. And like, obviously you get older and like people that are older at the time tell you like just enjoy the moment, right? And you go, okay, like I'm going to try to do that as much as possible, but at the same time, when the moment happens, like there's all this other stuff that's in your mind.
And
so.
you're too concentrated on playing well and doing the things that you think is going to allow you to play well and perform well.
Yeah. Exactly.
And performing well doesn't sit in the middle of the park going, I guess, wow, this is cool.
Yeah, exactly right.
I don't think that's going to
exactly
work.
Exactly right, yeah. Cool. So once upon a time, before, I think I still have some things out there on YouTube. And
well, I'll tell you what we'll do on YouTube. We're going to put it in the show notes just for a little bit
make
of
make sure you got to clear the right clips with me to make sure we're getting the right stuff.
Not the fumbles, okay.
Exactly.
So let's talk, right, sports.
I think everyone knows my background in sports on the soccer side. Mm-hmm. You pick up a lot from sports.
Yeah.
What do you think are the main things, the main takeaways? There's a lot of things I haven't taken on from sports because I've realized now I'm a little bit older. They weren't always good for me. Mm-hmm. But give me the good things.
I think the most important impact from sports on me is just like adversity and resiliency. Mm-hmm. That I think as a younger professional that I still kind of consider myself as, I mean, I'm 36 right now, so I think I'm still on the younger side of it, is I learned from an early age in sports, like just like adversity, pushing through, making sure you have an end goal in mind, and understanding how to become resilient. Because as you come into the professional world, things are not going to go your way all the time, and how are you going to handle those kinds of things, right? And so I feel like sports has always taught me, like, look towards the next play, look forward to trying your best on the next one, don't worry about what's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. And so every team that I've been a part of since, it's mostly been, don't dwell on what just happened, let's figure out how to fix it, let's problem solve this, let's be a team, and let's drive towards a common goal. So I think overall it's the learning how to deal with adversity and resiliency is probably the number one.
That would definitely stand to you in pre-construction and estimate.
Hey, there you are.
Oh my God.
Here I am.
Every day you're getting battered.
I know, exactly right.
So that then, obviously graduated, went straight into Saunders, 12 years, started on the operations side.
Yeah.
Was that a case of everybody just went into operations and then kind of felt their way into?
Kind of. I think at the time, that was 2010, 2011, kind of on the tail end of that recession time frame. And I was just trying to look for work, to be honest with you. Like, nobody was really hiring at that stage. I mean, CSU had a great CM program, construction management program, and up to that point, they were like 100% job placement.
Yeah.
But then the recession happened, and it was like, not 100% job replacement, so you're kind of on your own now. So I got an actual post-grad internship with Saunders at the time, so they gave me an opportunity, and I got that job through knowing somebody who knew me, and they were like, hey, like, you should just, like, his kid used to play in sports, you know, and he's, you know, resilient guy, so you may like to see what he has to offer. So I got a post-grad internship. Really was no time frame on it. It's just like, come on, do a pretty much a long tenured interview, and then we'll see if you want to bring on. So I did that for about 2 months, and they were like, okay, you can come on into the fold. Yeah. So at the time, I wasn't really even thinking about pre-con or engineering or operations. It was just, let's get a job with a something that's relevant in what I just graduated for, and go from there.
Brilliant.
So
So and then you not fell into pre-construction. How did you get introduced to pre-construction, and what enticed you to it? Like, what did you think of it? Think back and go, yeah, this is for me.
It's a good question. So when I was first in operations, I was a project engineer. I bounced around from kind of job to job that first year that I was with Saunders, and then I landed at the if you've flown through the airport out there, Denver International Airport, there's a hotel, Westin, and Transit Center that's right there. So that was, I landed on that job as a PE. Yeah. We were doing that with a joint venture with Mortenson Construction and Hunt Construction, which now is AECOM. And we were just like ecstatic to be a part of the project. My role was to be in charge of the exterior enclosure, which was, you know, around $60 million worth of scope. And I went from a PE out there to a PM. And that was a marathon. I mean, it was a four-year project that I was out there driving to the airport every day. So through that time, I mean, there was a lot of burnout that happened because I think I approached it more of like this super big level of excitement and came out sprinting, redlined too soon, and then like was a little bit burnout by the end of it. So I remember having a conversation with our VP of pre-con at the time, Graham Coddington. He's still there. And I said, you know, this construction side of things is wearing on me a little bit, just to be candid. I mean, and they're the kind of leadership and team over there that's like, we want to hear if you're concerned and stuff because we want to be able to help.
Yeah.
So I was telling him this, and he was like, why don't you just do a rotation in pre-con with us? Come into the fold as an estimator, and we'll let you, run some quantities and run a scope of work. Then you go take that and be a PM. I was like, sounds great. Sounds like a great change of pace, perfect change of pace. I spent probably 2 weeks there, and I was like, I could see the future of my career.
Right away.
And it was more than just like that pre-construction and that side of the business. It was how Saunders ran pre-construction jobs. It was the people that were, you know, my mentors throughout my entire career over there that were just awesome people to be able to teach me what was going on. And I could see the future of my career. I was like, this is where I want to stay.
Brilliant.
I remember having a conversation with a senior PM when I was supposed to rotate off and go back into the field.
You were hiding?
Well, no, I was like, you know, he was like, okay, Grant, like, you're doing this scope of work on the project. Now you're going to go run that as a PM. And I was like, I'm not going to say his name. I was like, I think I'm Stan. And he was like, what?
Wow.
He was like, so you would rather stay in pre-con and count doors than go run a big job? And like, he's like biased a little bit, right? I was like, that's not fair. That's not just what we do, you know? So it was, but it was a clear decision for me. Like, I'm staying here. This is where I see the rest of my career.
Brilliant. And listen, that clarity is obviously important, you know? And the last thing that the construction industry needed was to lose someone like you. And to me, I see that transition happening all the time.
Now,
The general contractors are taking their best operations people and putting them into pre-con.
Yeah.
And it's benefiting the company, it's benefiting the projects, it's benefiting everyone. Yeah. So massive, massive kudos to Saunders to see that as well.
Yeah.
So let's discuss the future of pre-construction. Obviously, you went to Saunders. You now have transitioned to Bechtech.
Yeah. So I spent 12 years at Saunders. Yeah. And I spent 8 years in the pre-con department. You want me to go through the whole purchase of Destiny and the Bechtech kind of things too as well?
I think that's important
Because there's obviously an intro to Bechtech at some point in time. We weren't always Destiny users. Mm-hmm. We had, my previous company had purchased the software about 5 years ago.
Cool.
And so I was a part of the evaluation team, a part of the implementation team, and I got to know the guys over here very, very well. It's important for your listeners to know that I was not poached. Okay, like they did not approach
Box
me
ticked.
And
yeah.
say, you should come work for us, right? Yeah. They actually make it a point not to poach them.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. And when I approached them, they made that very clear. They were like, we want to make sure that this is your choice.
Yeah.
This is not because we think that you would be really good at this, right? And so got to know Stuart, got to know Doug Maiden, a lot of good shout outs to those guys that walked us through the implementation side of things. And I had a lot of different conversations as a reference to other general contractors throughout the country.
Yeah.
Doug would say, hey, do you mind talking to this person, this person, this person? We were also self-performed concrete guys, so I could talk to different subcontractors about some of those things and just say, hey, here's how the platform's helping us.
Yeah.
Here's how I use it, you know, and I'm a user. I'm a GC. I'm not selling it.
Yeah.
And so I found myself really liking having those conversations. And I'd jump on a Teams call and I'd see these guys' light bulbs going off. Like their eyes are like, really? Okay, tell me more, tell me more. So then finally, last year, Precon World, I was invited to come speak as a client on assemblies, how we use them at Saunders. After that, I had a lot of great reception from the GC community that came, and they were like, and especially a lot of the prospects and potential clients that wanted to know more, ask me, hey, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. Yeah. And something clicked and said, maybe I should sell this, you know? It would speak definitely to a lot of my just background of really gravitating towards technology.
Yeah.
And also my still love for pre-construction and like that view that I had when I first came out of operations into pre-con saying, this is where I see my career headed.
Yeah.
Obviously now I'm not with a pre-con group, but I'm helping a lot of those pre-con groups from across the country. So that's the transition there.
And I love the transition because obviously at Saunders, you were very familiar after 12 years, 8 years estimating, familiar about how they run pre-con and how the Destiny can help. Within now looking from Destiny out to the GCs, what are you seeing, and how do you think as an industry we're performing within pre-construction? Do you see different levels? Do you see companies and you go, wow, these guys have got it, and then other companies going, oh my God, they're so far behind? I see that myself from where I'm standing.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of both. It's if you see they're doing really well, you're going, brilliant, I love it, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And the other guys are going, oh my God, I need help these guys.
Yeah, I think you see both for sure. And especially after now, I'm so my role at Bechtech is now a sales rep, right? So I am generating new business.
Yeah.
I'm reaching out to folks and saying like, what are you doing today? You know, here's what Bechtech and Destiny Estimator is all about. Would it help what you guys do? And everybody has their own uniqueness of how they build, but honestly, everybody kind of builds the same as well. So I think that overall, there's a lot of folks that I think need to gravitate more towards not just like our solution, but a solution that's more tech-driven, more database-driven, because the data side of it is going to be paramount for the future of pre-con and construction itself. And when you start talking about things that have really come onto the scene in the last year, when you talk about AI, and just as a world, AI coming onto the scene, not just pre-construction and construction, being able to somehow leverage that and access that and use it to make your group and your teams better, that those are the teams and GCs and contractors that are going to see significant gain over the course of the next 5 years or something like that. If there's a resistance to it, you're just going to get behind with certain things. Now, I'm not saying go buy all the AI stuff right now, but just be open to the conversation of that kind of things coming onto the fold and tech companies that are wanting to help you by leveraging those things. There's so much in the pre-con space right now that is overwhelming estimators that they just didn't typically have to deal with before. Yeah. So AI is one of them, but you also look at things that have maybe nothing to do with software, like supply chain, right? I mean, you hear now like electrical switchgear is 80 weeks out or something like that. Like, you have to order material before it's even designed, before you even can go win a project,
and then then you've got the clients who are now purchasing themselves. And it's becoming an absolute logistical nightmare.
When that used to be a PM and a superintendent and a PE trying to run like the supply chain side of things, a lead, a lead time document. Now it's like the first thing that gets talked about in an interview for pre-con. Yeah. How are you guys going to manage this? And it's like, well, like, you have to adapt to that. So now so much of that is coming into the space, this added layer of risk that they have to now deal with. Well, what do you do with the rest of the estimating and pre-con that you have always had to do?
Yeah.
And so now there's an emergence of tech that I think harnessing just technology in general and partnering with a group and partnering with a platform that's going to be able to help you do that so you can maximize your value to have that conversation. How are we going to order material way before it's designed? That's way more important than the picks and clicks that you have to go through in some traditional estimating environments.
But to your point as well, when you were in operations getting stretched, I mean, pre-con managers, estimators, they are getting stretched to their limits. So they need these solutions.
Yeah.
And the beauty of each company is they might not all need the same solution, but they've got to get something.
Yeah.
Because Excel and the old way of doing things, it just doesn't work anymore.
No.
And what I'm loving is the new GCs that are kind of forming over the last 5 to 10 years, they are like pre-construction services focused, tech focused, and they are smashing it.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable to see.
I've seen so many different folks come out of a large general contractor that was doing something that is not tech focused, starting their own business. And the first thing that they want to do is buy a system like ours because they know that that's going to set them up for the success in the future. Yeah. And it's not just, I use this analogy a lot. It's you're not just buying a new screwdriver and replacing your old one. Like, we're not just trading tools, right? I'm trying to put in your hands like a DeWalt drill to replace your screwdriver.
Yeah.
Now, that's gonna cost a little bit more, but it's gonna make you so much more efficient, make you so much more productive. I'm gonna constantly give you refilled batteries to make sure that like, it never runs out of juice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you sharpened tools to make sure the maintenance of it is gonna always be performing at the level that you need it to perform.
Yeah.
Now it's like I can start cranking through these estimates and start winning more work, and now the software is self-sustainable and it's paying for itself. So,
and then that allows the estimators and the pre-con managers to do what they are best at.
Bring in their value.
Unbelievable.
I mean, when we put our resumes together to pitch to a client and say, here's why you should hire me. Well, what are the things that are put onto that resume? It's because I have experience X, Y, and Z for the last however many years. That's your value that you're bringing to the table. You need to be able to maximize that value throughout the pre-construction lifecycle as much as possible. What reduces that value is mundane tasks of manually transferring information from one spot to the next. You don't put on your resume, I'm really good at doing takeoff.
Yeah.
I'm really good at making sure I'm formatting an estimate that's gonna be to your needs.
Yeah.
You just, like, that's not your value. Yeah. Your value is your experience. And what we're trying to do is maximize that value as much as possible.
But then, and again, the clients and the developers are getting savvy as well.
Yeah.
They're not only looking for the delivery team, the pre-con team, the operations team, they're saying, show me the technology that you're going to use throughout that.
Yeah.
And not only that, they're using the technology during the bid day or the marketing of them themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're all visual. I mean, 75-80% of us are all, we take in things by visualizing it.
Well, I mean, pre-construction, like, you look at an estimate, like, it's not sexy.
No.
Right? It's like, it's not something that you like.
An Excel sheet's not
it's
sexy.
It's not, right? But, and so, as an estimator, you get used to seeing those kind of spreadsheets, formats, over and over and over again, so it's like you can easily navigate those things. But you're presenting those things to an owner for the first time, they're like, so wait, what, how do you, can you show me? And but if you can visualize that and illustrate that in a way that accesses all of this data that we are trying to capture and harness and put it into something like Power BI, put it to something that's visual, that's interactive to them, and say like, hey, I'll give you a link, and now you can click around your project and understand like how all of this makes sense and how it all works together visually. So that's a trajectory that I think is, as to your point, these the clients, the owners, reps are getting so much more savvy with seeing this kind of deliverable from clients or from GCs that are actually using a platform like that. Now they're going, well, we want that for the next project. Yeah. We want that for the next project. Now it's being baked into their RFPs to be like, hey, we want these deliverables from you. So if you can't do those things, or it's going to take you significant time in order to do those things, you're starting to not be as competitive as you once were.
Yeah. It's incredibly exciting. You hear Stuart's been on earlier talking about the integrations, partnering with the right partners. It's just going to get much, much easier. Grant, this has been amazing.
Thank you very much.
I'm definitely putting the clips as well, by the way, in the show notes. So stay tuned for that as well. Now, if anybody wants has any questions, Grant, best place to get you, LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn. I'm definitely very active on LinkedIn, so that's probably the best place to get a hold of me. I'd give my email address, but it's forever long, I don't want to do that. But well, LinkedIn is probably a good
one. And we might put the email address in the show notes as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But thank you very much.
It's my honor. Thank you very much for having me, man.
Hi, I'm Steve DeLordo, founder and CEO of Concentric, the first holistic platform for pre-construction. As a former executive officer of one of the largest general contractors in the U.S., I have experienced firsthand the challenges the industry is facing, particularly in pre-construction. Pre-construction is still a highly manual and fractured collection of processes. Essential information is kept in ad hoc, scattered spreadsheets and documents, which really limits the understanding and hides the full picture of a project for all those involved. Concentric is here to change that. Our 360-degree platform unites data, workflows, and people. With Concentric, you and your team can access real-time insights and data, assess and mitigate risk to ensure a successful project outcome, and most importantly, unlock the enormous capacity of your talent and your data. To learn more about Concentric and to book a demo, head to our website, concentric.com. That's spelled concentric.com. Concentric, it's pre-construction recalibrated for the modern builder.
There you have it, folks. From a quarterback to operations to pre-construction to pre-construction technology. Great story. A huge thank you to Grant for coming on and having a chat with us. He's a multi-talented guy. He actually did MC at Precon World as well, so he's not bad at the presenting. As always, folks, listen, if you have any questions for Grant, his details in the show notes, but I'm just thinking, even around pre-construction technology in general, I know he works for Beck Technology and he's a senior sales guy, but he'll answer any question that you have. He's very, very open and very honest about what's good for companies and what's not good for companies. So I'll put his details in the show notes. I'll try and get a few clips from his playing days, although I can't guarantee it. Feel free to reach out to him. As always, if you're interested in getting the episodes of the Pre-Construction Podcast into your inbox right away, please subscribe to our newsletter or hit the subscribe button or the like button wherever you listen to your podcasts. Again, thanks for listening, and I look forward to bringing you much, much more.